B-Pod Studios.
The Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Heather, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend, Bo, is cheating on you.
Hey, Bo.
I think so.
What makes you think that?
About 3 months ago, I met him on this dating site, and we have been having a pretty great time. But I have been pretty weary because there has been a couple of red flags, actually. I was going to say just one, but there are actually a couple of red flags.
Okay, so why stick around and what are the red flags?
I stick around because I could be wrong, and I have been wrong before. But a pretty red flag is it has been 3 months, and I've never been to his place.
Mm. Yeah, that's a pretty big red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he come up with excuses not to go there, or...?
Yeah, he says that it's really cramped, that he's embarrassed by the place. He's just so much more comfortable at my place.
After only dating for 3 months, have you defined the relationship? Like, are you officially... I hate to say, like, you know, we're all adults. Like, should we really have to have this conversation? Probably not. But I think it's important when you're unsure of the situation to define it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty clear. We spend all of our time together. You know, no one's ever asked, like, am I your girlfriend? but I can easily assume at this point that it isn't.
Anything other than just not seeing the apartment, anything else sticking out?
Yeah. It was about a week ago. We actually went to this restaurant, and as soon as we got to the restaurant and sat down, we got up. And he just freaked out, basically, and he said, we gotta go. We gotta go now. I was like, what? We just sat down. And he's like, you gotta trust me. We gotta go. And that's never happened to me before ever. We get to his truck afterwards, and I asked him, what just happened? He said, I just had a bad vibe from that restaurant.
Yeah, that's not a normal reaction to a bad vibe.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to be honest, Heather. The thing that comes to my mind is, like, he saw somebody who he didn't want you to be seen with him. That's what I think. So he got up and left.
An ex.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out. Roy's going to dial him up.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Bo, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Bo. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because I have your Instagram handle, name, and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one that you love. We just ask that you, of course, tell someone about our services.
So I got flowers or what?
Well, you have $100 in free red roses to send to someone you love.
Okay, so it's not for me. I get this for somebody else.
Yes, you'll send them to somebody. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to?
What is it going to cost me, though?
It's just our monthly giveaway. We do it on Instagram once a month to try to get our name out there. We're a newer romantic gift company.
Okay.
All right, so who would you like to send them to?
I guess... I send to Caroline.
And I also have a card to go with Caroline's flowers. I'll get her address here from you in a second. What would you like to put on Caroline's card?
I'm not good at this. I don't know any...
Well, what's your relationship? Maybe I can help you with the card.
Outside of a country song, I don't know what to say about stuff. Just put I love you. Put my name on it.
Okay.
Just put I love you. A lot, so let me put my name on it. That's as good as I get.
Hi, Bo.
Bo, that's Heather, that other voice you just heard. Heather heard everything. She's listening. You're on Kiss 95.1's War of the Roses.
Yeah. How do you lie to my face? Who is she? Who is Caroline?
This is not cool.
I know, cheating sucks.
You've been lying to me the whole time.
I'm not, I didn't lie, I'm just, there's stuff I haven't said, but I'm not lying.
Well, here's a great time to say it, if you haven't said it yet.
Who is she? Have you known her the whole time?
Technically, there's no she. Like, I used to be married. I'm separated now, and
that's kind of big.
We're separated. We're separated.
Okay.
Wow.
But that means you want to get back with her
because you said I love you.
No. Yeah. No, not necessarily. I mean, there's still feelings there, but we.
When you went to the restaurant with Heather, was Caroline there, and is that why you ran out of the restaurant? I mean, at this point, you might as well just fess up.
She wasn't there. Like, a good friend of ours was there. Like, one of her best friends, and I didn't want her to see me out with somebody, so.
Because you were afraid she would tell Caroline, and then you wouldn't be able to get back together?
It's just real complicated, and there's kids involved, so it's just not an easy thing to just cut off like that.
You have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That makes everything messy.
Yeah.
Definitely shouldn't be on a dating site at this point, and just, I okay. never want to see you again. I don't want to talk to you. No. That's over.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closets. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.